This is Melissa Bartell, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub.
I know I'm not the only person who is more than ready to kick 2018 out the door and welcome in the promise of a new year. Like a brand new pad of drawing paper, a brand new spiral notebook, a brand new computer with a virtually empty hard drive, a new year is a blank canvas, as yet untainted by politics or pain. This last year, actually, the year and change going all the way back to August 2017, has been a hard one for Fuzzy and me. We lost his mother, his father, and my stepfather. We also lost my last great uncle, but that wasn't a death that impacted me a great deal, except that I'm sad he was sick and suffering at the end. And then there was my knee surgery. While my mother was here, I was confronted with the fact that, as much as I've improved, I'm nowhere close to being completely healed. I found out earlier today that I did not make it into a writing residency I applied for, and my first reaction was not disappointment, but relief. I'm not ready yet to be traipsing around a walking city without Fuzzy's help and support. And speaking of help and support, I want to thank all my friends and family who have been with me on the journey through PT and on the expanded journey of this podcast. 5 years ago, when Newt's Chest told me about the dog days of podcasting, I thought no one would care what I wrote or listen to what I had to say. I'd probably have more listeners than Nutty and my mom if I bothered to make regular episodes, goal for 2019, one a month, or tell people about it. Like many people, I'm great at pushing other people's art and really bad at sharing my own. But the act of creation is often its own reward. So I want to take a moment and say thank you to all the Dog Days participants, those who did only August and those who did something in December as well. Your comments, your mentions, your willingness to participate when I asked for volunteers, those mean so much. And your own podcasts make me smile, laugh, think, and wish I were on the ocean. This includes you, Michael Butler. I listen to every episode, really. I'm not naming any other names because I don't want to miss anyone. But I also want to take a moment to thank my other friends, the people who only listen when I say, here, listen to this episode, or are willing to lend their voices when I need someone to record something, or just there. Deborah, Becca, Clay, Jancis, Fran, Selena, KM, Stones, Katie, OC, the entire Klingon Marauders fleet on timelines, my cousins, Michelle, Corinne, David, and Shirley, and my husband's Aunt Kathy, my own aunties, Patricia and Dee, and my local friends, Kathy Scott, Ben, Ian, Kimberlyn, and Trenton. You've listened to me whine, laughed when I was funny, provided encouragement when I needed it, and generally just been there. And a special shout out to my mom, because even though we push each other's buttons the way only a mother and daughter can, she's still my hero. To the people who read my stuff wherever it's posted and published, to the people who listen, to the people who just are, thank you. In the poem Story Water, Rumi wrote, "Water, stories, the body. All the things we do are mediums that hide and show what's hidden. Study them, and enjoy this being washed with a secret we sometimes know, and then not. Thank you for sharing your stories, both fiction and not. I hope to hear more from you in 2019. Thank you for listening to my stories. I hope to share more in 2019. This will be our year, all of ours."
Your love's like the warmth of the sun. And this will be our year, took a long time to come. Don't let go of my hand, no, the darkness is gone. This will be our year, took a long time to come. And I won't forget the way you held me up when I was down. And I won't forget the way you said, darling, I love you, you give me faith to go on. Now we're there, and we've only just begun. This will be our year, took a long time to come. Your smile for me, little one. This will be our year, took a long time to come. You don't have to worry, all your worried days are gone. This will be our year, took a long time to come. And I won't forget the way you held me up when I was down. And I won't forget the way you said, darling, I love you, you give me faith to go on. Now we're there, and we've only just begun. This will be our year, took a long time to come. This will be our year, took a long time to come.
Opening and closing music is a mix of Chris Zabriskie's The Oceans Continue to Rise from the Free Music Archive and a clip of whales singing off the coast of French Polynesia provided by Kivoy to freesound.com. The Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub, is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartel and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike 4.0 International license. For detailed show notes, including my contact information, please visit my website at bathtubmermaid.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.